Zakta Heilige Mishnah weiter. The Sech des Nedarim Perik Dalid Mishnah Gimel. V'tayrim es trumasi umasroisav ledatoi. Let's say I can't have any enough from Ruvain because of a nether. Ruvain can come to my tefuah and separate trumas and maasis for me. But ledatoi, with his das, meaning I have to know about this. Now, it's a little tricky here, says the Bat Tanura. Because if I went over to Ruvain, Ruvain says to me, you know there's an nether, you can't have any enough for me, what are you asking? No, Ruvain, please go and separate trumas and maasis for me, from my tefuah. He can't do it. Because that's called, I'm having enough from Ruvain. I'm asking Ruvain to do something, I'm giving him a shlichus, and he's fulfilling the shlichus. When you fulfill someone's shlichus, that's a hanah for the person. Understand that when your parents send you on an errand and you fulfill the errand, you are giving them pleasure. It's a very, very enhanced way of kibbut av aim. And you let your parents know, yes, what else can I do for you? And I want to do it right. So if I said to Ruvain the Feirish, be my shliach, to take off Trumas Maisris, he can't do it. And I have a no when he does it. He's listening to my shlichus. But if he does it without my knowing, it's not Truma and Maiser. I can't go to your field and take off Truma and Maiser without you knowing about it, without you agreeing. So how do we work around this? And the answer is, says the Bat Tanura, I say like this, Kala writes the Litram Yavi V'Yitram. Whoever wants to come and take Truma and Maiser, I give them permission to do so. So I never beferish made Ruvain my shliach, but I did let people know that I'm giving permission for an outside party to take off Truma and Maiser. Memela, once again, Zakta Mishnah, the Torah Mes Trumasai, Ruvain that I can't have any enough from, can separate Truma and Maiser from my Tfuah, with permission, Ledatoi. I didn't make him a Shliach, but I said whoever wants to can come and do it. Weiter says the Mishnah, Umakriv Olav, Kinezovin, Kinezovais, Kineyoldais, Chatois, Vashamais. Let's say I can't have any enough from Ruvain. And Ruvain happens to be a Kayan. And now suddenly, I'm bringing Karbanis to the Beis HaMikdash. And he's the Kayan. Can he be Mak of my Karbanis? So there's Kinei Zavin. Zava is a certain type of Tumah. Kinei Zavais is a woman who became Tame. In a certain way, that makes her a Ziva. Kinei Yoldais are Karbanis she has to bring after she has a baby. So all these people, they have to bring karbanis. Or someone has to bring a karban chata, someone has to bring a karban asha. Zakta Taisis Yantav, it could be any karban. The Mishnah is just giving us examples. But if I can't have enough from this kayan, or this woman can't have enough from the kayan, could the kayan be marked with these karbanis? And the answer is yes. And that's because the kayan who's bringing the karban is not considered a shliach for the person. Rather, I bring my karban to the Beis HaMikdash, and the kayan is mekayim, the mitzvah to process the carbon. It's his mitzvah. Now, there's a chiddush here, because the people that are tame, or the woman that had the baby, or the one that has to bring carbon chatas and an asham, they need these carbonas to be brought. Especially the cases of kinei zavim, kinei zavais, kinei yoldais. There are certain elements of their tahara that is only finished when you bring these carbonas, but it still doesn't mean the kayin is providing hanah to them. The kayin is doing his mitzvah. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Umalamdai Midrash, even though I can't have any enough from Ruvain, he can teach me drashes of Psukim, Sifra, Sifri, which is the Midrash of Psukim, Halachis, he can teach me the Halachis that were given over to Moshe on Har Sinai that aren't learned, Beferish of the Pasuk, the Halachal of Moshe Mesinais, the Agadais, the drashes of Divri Agada, the words of the Chachamim that are based on Psukim. And what's the reason? All of this is mutter. I can't have any hanah from him. Well, the answer is a person is not supposed to take schar in order to teach his friend. So memela, this isn't called hanah, because it's not something that I would pay for anyway. Why today the minig is that we do take schar, and that there's a big sugya in the paiskim, we won't get into it now. It's a big shmooze, and of course what we do today is alpi halacha. But lamaisa, even in the times of the Mishnah, for psukim themselves, so a person was allowed to charge. Not so much for the actual taich of the words, but side parts, like the trap, where the pasuk begins, where the pasuk stops. So being that for that they could charge, so if Reuven's going to teach me the psukim, and I'm not paying him, that's called him having hanafim. Now you're going to ask why today we do give people money for teaching us Torah, even not just psukim. So the Yishalmi says, look, we're paying someone because if he wasn't teaching Torah, he would be able to work. So we're paying him for the fact that he's not working with something else. Avol batzakta mishne vayter. Melamedu es bonov es benoisav mikra. If I can't have any enough from Reuven, he could teach my sons and my daughters psukim. I have a chiv to teach my sons as a shayla about the benoisav. Some are gairisit, some are not gairisit. But lemaisa, let's talk about my sons. I have a chiv to teach my sons. And if it would be psukim, I would have to pay the rabbi. So if he's doing it for me, doesn't that mean I'm having hanah? No, Zakta Mishnah Chiddush, it's not called having hanah that he's teaching my sons psukim. He's doing a mitzvah. And the rule is mitzvah is lav lahanas nidu. A mitzvah is a different kind of hanah. It's not the type of hanah we're talking about. Furthermore, says about Tanura, maybe I would have found someone else that would teach my son psukim bechinam. Weiter Zakta Mishnah. Vizan es ishtevi es banav. This person that I can't have any hanah from, he's allowed to support my wife and children, literally. He can provide food for his wife and his sons. Afal pi shehu chayivim zanaseim. What do you mean? He's chayiv and they're mezainis. If I'm chayiv to support my wife and children, and I can't have any enough from Reuven, how can Reuven give them food? Zakta Mishnah, not a problem. Vizanes ishtevi es banav. He can support his wife and children. Afal pi shehu chayivim zanaseim. Even though the husband and the father, he, the person that's not supposed to have hana, or an arm marshal me, I'm mechuyev in their mezainis. But basically what he's doing is, I owe money. Remember we learned earlier that if I owe someone money, he can pay up that debt? Well, that's what's happening over here. I owe this to my family. He's paying it up for me. That's not called hana. At least not in regard to Hilchas Nedarim. But v'layozen es behemta, he can't feed his behema. Bein tmeya bein tahayra. Whether it's a non-kosher animal or a kosher animal. And the chiddush is, even if, let's say, I fed my animal already, the person that I can't have enough of can't come and feed it again. Because I'm happy. Oh, the animal's getting even bigger. Getting extra food. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm Rabat Rabbi Eliezer, says, Zones hatmeya. This person that I'm not supposed to have enough from, he could feed my non-kosher animal, my horse, my donkey. But the ain't a zanas ha-tahira, not my kosher animal, not my cow. Omru lois of the Chachamim said to Rabbi Eliezer, ma bein tmei l'tahira, what difference does it make? Why could he feed my horse and my donkey and not my cow? I can't have hana from him. Feeding my animal means I have hana, so what's the difference whether the animal is kosher or not? Omru lehen, so he said to them. Rabbi Eliezer answered the Chachamim, the reason I say that he can feed the horse and the donkey, but not the cow, is because shehatahoyra, the kosher animal, nafsha lashamayim v'gufa shaloi. When you shecht a kosher animal, the nefesh goes to shamayim, and the body belongs to the owner. He's allowed to eat it. So if he's going to make my cow bigger, and later the cow gets shechted, I have a more geshmaka steak. I can feed more people at the Shabbos table. But utmeya, in regard to a non-kosher animal, nafsha v'gufa l'shamayim. Literally, both its nefesh, its life, and its body go up to shamayim. None of them belong to me. I can't eat it anyway because it's not kosher. But if I can't eat it, so why do I have my horse and my donkey? And the answer is because it does work for me. But for that, I don't need it to be overfed. Just the opposite. The horse eats too much, you know, he's not going to be so in shape to schlep the packages. For the meat, you want the animal to be overfed. Amru Lezer the Chacham said back to him, Afat me'enaf shel shemayim v'gufa shaloi, even with the horse and donkey, even with a non-kosher animal, when it dies, the body does belong to the owner. Shem yirtza harim maichra. Shem yirtza, if he wants to, he can sell it. Harim maichra. Who can he sell it to? Li'ovid kaychavim. Or he can feed it to the dogs. So what do you mean? The person does benefit if the animal is fatter. There'll be more meat to sell or to feed to the dogs. And Mamela say the Chachamim that if I can't have any enough from Reuven, not only is he not allowed to feed my cow, which I could shecht, he cannot feed my horse and my donkey as well. So quickly chazing over our Mishnah. I'm not allowed to have enough from Reuven. There's a nether in place. I can say whoever wants to take off Truma can do it, and he can go and take off Truma and Maestras for me, from my pay raise. I can't officially make him a Shliach, but once I say I allow people to do it, he can do it. If he's a kind, it can be makriv karbonis that I bring. He can teach me medrash, halachis, and agadis, because that you don't get paid for anyway. But he can't teach me psukim, because normally you have to pay for that. He could teach my sons and daughters even psukim. He can give food to my wife and children, even though I'm a chuyav to give it to them. That's like paying up a debt, which you can do. He cannot feed, say the chachamim, any behemoth that I have, whether it's tame or tar. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer says he can feed my tamadika animal, my non-kosher animal, but not my kosher animal. So the Chachamim said, what's the difference? So he answered, Tahira nafsha lashamayim v'gufa shalai. If I'm going to wind up eating the meat or serving it to my family, I'm very happy that it's a fatter animal. But the animals that I can't eat, I'm just using for works, I don't need it to be extra fat if I fed it already. So he's not really giving me hana. But the Chachamim disagree because they say, even the tamadika animal, if it's bigger, when you sell it to an Ovid Kechavim, or you feed the meat to the dogs, you're getting more out of it. You're going to get more money. And Mimele, you are getting Hana by him feeding it, even if you fed it already.